We went into GE 2025 knowing that it would not be an easy fight. Cost of living pressures were top of mind for many Singaporeans. This was a global issue, but the opposition worked up anxiety and frustration in our people and tried to pin the blame on us. Singaporeans appreciated the support packages that we had rolled out. They tell me, thank you for the vouchers. Please give us more. But they also say, PAP has done well, but we want more opposition voices to check on you. So we took that seriously, and we went to the ground to convince Singaporeans with our record, our sincerity, and our plans for the future. Some predicted that the uncertain external environment would bring about a flight to safety. But I took no comfort in that, because I remembered what happened in the last election in GE 2020. It was held in the middle of COVID. But there was no flight to safety. Instead, the opposite happened. Our vote share fell, and the opposition doubled their seats in Parliament. So I took nothing for granted. And indeed, GE 2025 turned out to be a tough and intense fight. We made many tactical changes to our lineup right up to nomination day. Gan Kim Yong and Tan Si Ling will tell you all about this. For 9 days straight, our candidates and activists walked the ground, rallied supporters, and met residents across the island. We stayed vigilant against attempts, both internal and external, to fan racial and religious sentiments for political gain. And up till the last day of campaigning, the key constituencies were still too close to call. Some well-meaning party members and friends sent me messages. They wanted to prepare me, so they shared with me all kinds of predictions. Your vote share will be lower, because all new prime ministers start with a lower vote share, for example. Be prepared, you may lose one or two single seats. And some would say, you know, one or two GRCs might be lost. I'm sure you saw all these messages circulating around. So I was mentally prepared for all outcomes. When the results came out, the same people who had messaged me earlier said to me, sorry, we should have more confidence in you. But I told them there's no need to apologize. You were all right to sound a note of caution. Because in an election, no one can ever be certain of the outcome until the ballot boxes are opened and the votes are counted. The media described the election as a landslide victory for the PAP. But to me, it was not a landslide. We had very tough fights in several constituencies. Just a small swing against the PAP, and the results would have been very different. And if that had happened, the mood at today's party convention would be very different. So I come out of GE 2025 with an overwhelming sense of humility and gratitude. Humility, because the elections remind us in no uncertain terms that power ultimately lies with our people. As a party, as MPs, as branch chairs, as activists, we can only do our best. In the end, Singaporeans decide. And that keeps us grounded. That reminds us that we are here to serve our fellow Singaporeans. Always remember, comrades, a strong mandate given by the people today can swiftly be taken away tomorrow. The voice of our people is an awesome thing. To be respected, to be feared even, and always to be taken seriously. I also felt gratitude. Gratitude because Singaporeans had chosen to place their trust in me and my team. And I do not take this trust lightly. My team and I will work hard every day to honour the trust. And I'm especially grateful that voters gave us their support in Tampines and Punggol. If we had lost these two GRCs, the message would have been serious and far-reaching. Losing Tampines would have suggested that the Workers' Party's calculated appeal to Malay Muslim voters was an effective strategy. This would have encouraged other political parties to do the same, and that would only harm our social cohesion and lead to a divided Singapore. If Punggol had gone to the Workers' Party, it would have sent the wrong message, that voters didn't care about the proven abilities and steady leadership of an experienced minister like DPM Gunn. Singapore would have lost our very capable task force man. But instead, the strong mandate that Singaporeans give to the PAP sends a clear message to the world that Singaporeans take elections seriously and understand what's at stake. That we don't take chances with our future. We don't gamble with what we've built together. That we will not be swayed by populist appeals or racially tinged appeals. So when I speak to my counterparts today, when I speak to foreign leaders today, I speak with quiet confidence because I know that I speak on behalf of a clear-eyed and united people. I speak on behalf of Singaporeans who stand for stability, progress and unity. Singaporeans who stand with the PAP because we have always stood with them.